And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me talk about President Trump. You know, the greatest president in our lifetime. The one that the Democrats are going after, trying to say that he's breaking the law without actually breaking the law. You know, the one that they charged $455 million in New York City when there was no victims. There was no assault. There was no crime. But yet they found a way to just charge him. And they found the way because they had a corrupt judge, my opinion, and a corrupt Letitia James. Both corrupt. They didn't even have a jury. They wouldn't even allow a jury. Nope, nope, nope. Because the jury just might side with President Trump because he did so many wonderful things for that city. Well, let me remind you, remember when President Trump was in office, you had the big tech companies removing President Trump from the social media platform because they didn't want you to hear what President Trump had to say. Like, we need to keep President Trump out. No one needs to hear what he has to say. And it's because President Trump comes out and everybody listens, even the Democrats, they all listen to what he has to say. This issue in New York has never been done before to anybody. They only were able to do it because it's like they had the vote. That's the only reason why they were able to do it. Now, President Trump is going to appeal it, and more likely he will win the appeal. But the Democrats, they can't stand the fact that President Trump, they call it, keeps getting lucky, like the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote. Listen to this. They're talking about President Trump with the appeals court, and more likely he's going to get his money back, possibly in the springtime. Listen to this.
Situation. Former Trump attorney who oversaw searches of Trump's properties, the documents case following the raid on Mar-a-Lago, Tim Pallottoro joins us right now. Tim, great to see you. So it gets reduced. The president says he's got the cash. But what about on the actual appeal itself, which you know about in New York?
I mean, I think he has a pretty good appeal. You know, there were a lot of procedural issues. I think that the way that the judge handled it, and, you know, partially this may be because of the way that Trump pushed him, but, you know, he did show his bias. But ultimately, what you have here is a case where, you know, no victim lost any money. The victim testified that they knew about the true value of the properties. They were paid in full. They made a profit. And so, you know, who lost and how do you go from that to a $500 million judgment? And so it does make sense that it would get knocked out.
So it's going to be months until we get some type of verdict to see if the president's going to get his money back in the fall. But let's talk about the case that's going to happen with jury selection beginning on April 15th. Yesterday, the news was the judge imposed a gag order on President Trump on this new hush money case. Your thoughts about the role it might play?
Yeah, I don't think the gag order is going to make that much of a difference. I mean, this is a case that's going to receive such significant media attention to begin with. So why are they
wanting to shut President Trump up? Why won't they allow him to speak? So everybody connected with the case, they can say whatever it is they want to say. These people that brought these fraudulent charges up against President Trump, they can go out before the cameras and say whatever it is that they want to say. But he can't say anything. No, you can't say anything, President Trump, because you just might come out and tell the truth. And that's not what we want people to hear. Have you ever heard of such a thing? What happened to his rights? Shouldn't he be able to say what he wants to say? Doesn't the First Amendment still apply to him? I say it does, but they don't.
Idea that, you know, by him speaking, that it's going to really affect the jury. I don't think that there's any merit to that. You know, this jury is good. It's going to be a mess just to pick a jury. I mean, I picked a jury on a big media case with the same judge before, and it was a disaster. Yeah, he started by asking, how many of you read about this case or seen it on TV? Half the panel got up and he, you know, formed a line going right up to the bench and one by one dismissed every single one of them. So it's going to be a disaster, you know, to just pick a jury and then, you know, let everybody else talk about it except for Trump. I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah, you can take it off the screen. Let everybody talk about it except for Trump. Don't allow Trump to talk, because if Trump can speak, that means the truth gets out. Why do you think on MSSTD, MSDNC, where they're constantly preventing anyone from hearing what President Trump has to say on their platform. This is the same one that's probably about to get sued for millions and millions and millions of dollars, rightfully so, by Rona, the ex-RNC chairwoman. And you know what? I really don't care for her, because she's part of the reason she was taking money to the left. But now they're getting ready to sue. She's getting ready to sue them because of the way they did her. This is the same MSDNC that would like for all of us to believe that President Trump should not be heard, because they say that he's constantly lying, but they never prove that he's lying. They never do. Now, people, you know, misspeak. They may say something that, like, oh, wait a minute, I thought it was this, I thought it was that. They give Joe Biden passes for that every single day he opens his mouth. Like, but President Trump, he doesn't get a free pass every now and then. Nothing for him, but Joe Biden gets it every day. Just like I mentioned a minute ago, how they removed President Trump from Twitter, even Facebook and YouTube, because they didn't want people to hear what he had to say, because they were trying to suppress the truth. They're still doing it. They're still doing it. So he created True Social, and now they're upset because he has True Social. And now True Social is worth a lot of money. Is there anybody watching right now that's not on True Social? I'm on there. I'm just wondering, why are people not on True Social is the question. Because I know a lot of people go on X, a lot of people on Fascist Book. But for some reason, a lot of people have not gone to True Social. Are there problems? Listen to this, though. I like this.
Ahead of expected payment on his $175 million bond.
This sounds like a pump and dump. If you were still New York AG, wouldn't you be prosecuting somebody for this?
If you go and buy the stock, let's say from him, you're actually buying from him, and it goes down, if you sell it, you will have a tax loss.
I think that the value is essentially worthless. If they went to market and tried to sell $3 billion, the value of the stock would go to zero practically immediately.
So let me stop it real quick. They're upset because President Trump took True Social public. Took it public. And now they're upset because it's like all of a sudden President Trump become a 6 point something billion dollars now richer. And they can't stand it because they want him to be broke. They don't want him to have any money, especially going into this election. And think about this. I don't think President Trump even needs all of the money that they say that he needs, because if President Trump was broke, I would still vote for him. The amount of money that he has in his pocket is not my concern. The amount of money in his pocket is not the reason why I would vote for him. The amount of money in his pocket is not the thing that I look at or think about. I'm like, oh yeah, this is so wonderful, he's rich. That's not the reason why I supported Trump. Is there anybody support President Trump because they like he's rich? The reason why I support President Trump is because he wants to make America great again. He wants all of us to be successful. What is wrong with that? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But the Democrats, they do see something wrong with that. Because if you are not dependent on the federal government or any government in any capacity, they don't have control over you. They're all about having control over you. Now, listen to some of this. I'm not going to have a lot of time to play in it, a lot of this, but listen to some of this, because Jesse Waters lets Jessica have
Trump's it. Co-author behind his best-selling book, Art of the Deal, claiming the former president may take foreign funds to pay his legal bills.
He is more than willing to do anything right now. I mean, look at his range of remarks over the last month or two. He is now a gangster. You know, he's a mafia don. He belongs in a prison.
Jesse, the liberal litigators made President Trump much more wealthy. It's like a own goal.
It's karma, Jessica.
Yep.
And it's so funny, the Democrats have been bragging about Biden's stock market. And now they're like, oh, it's a ploy. The whole stock market's a ploy. And Joy Reid wants to investigate Trump, but not Nancy Pelosi. Talk about a pump and dump. Nancy and Pauly P have been pumping and dumping their whole lives. Pillow talk. All of a sudden, he happens to know exactly when and where to sell and what to buy.
Yep.
Just happens to be his wife's the Speaker of the House. Come on, Jessica. The whole market is a pump and dump. Mm-hmm. Eventually, stock market's going to correct, and everybody on the inside is going to sell, and everybody else is going to be sitting here like, what just happened? This is the way life is. What do you think the Clinton Foundation was? Clinton Foundation was a thousand times worse than Truth Social going public. It's listed on a stock exchange. It's got transparency. Instead, the Clinton Foundation just goes to the Saudis while she's Secretary of State and says, pay up. They give her $20 million and they use it on their daughter's wedding.
25.
Come on, Jessica. The whole thing is a scam.
At least she didn't take $2 billion like Jared Kushner.
The whole thing is a scam. The Clintons don't even know what business is. They just know how to fleece it.
The whole thing is a scam. The whole thing. You know what? I've mentioned this multiple times, too, that if they just left President Trump alone, just ignored him, he wouldn't be in this position.
I mean,
because every time they talk about President Trump, it's free advertisement for him. Why does he need to spend money?
Yeah.
They keep talking about him. And every time they talk about him, people go, some people on the left, I'm talking about those on the liberal media outlet, the government state media. Some people will go, let me go see President Trump actually said what they're saying he said. And then some people, because this happened multiple times, they go look and say, that's not what he said, but they're saying something completely different. Then light bulbs start going off. This is part of the reason why they're starting to lose so much control against black people, control over Hispanics, control over Asians. This is the reason why they're starting to lose control. Hence the reason why they're bringing in a lot of illegals for the whole replacement theory. Were you going to say something, Shannon?
I was just going to say, I mean, and that they hate him so much. All these lawsuits is really driving up his popularity, just like Judge Jeanine said on this video. And she said they're actually going to get him elected because of the hate
they have
towards him.
You know, it reminds me, it's the same thing on X. They're constantly posting. There's a group of people that's posting the January 6th videos. They said that they're going to post a video every single day up until November. And I'm like, do it. I'm thinking to myself, yes, do that. Post it every single day. Because 2 months from now, when people see that video, after they've been seeing it every single day, they're just going to breeze right over it and be like, okay, I've already seen this video. It's like the boy that cried wolf. They're constantly showing it to people, and people are going to be like, I don't even care to see that anymore. That's what they're going to say. I'm telling you, right? Do you disagree with me? So I'm like, yes, keep posting it. Keep posting it. Go, go, go. Because people are not buying it. People are no longer buying it. The whole Marxist agenda is not working because the American people are too smart for that. The American people are rising to the occasion. The American people want a great country. The American people want President Trump to return. Too big to rig. Yes, you heard it. Too big to rig. And the Democrats are in a frenzy right now, or they wouldn't be doing all this criminal activity that they're doing. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.